of all need to be kept in custody until February 15th at a hastily organized hearing after his arrest, aides said. This as Navalny calls for Russians to, quote, take the streets against authorities. Navalny's lawyer tweeted from the makeshift courtroom at a police station that the court had ruled for him to be held for 30 days from the day of his arrest Sunday. His spokesperson said, quote, this cannot be called a parody of the rule of law. Political analyst Maria Lippmann says Navalny needed to go back to Russia in order to be heard.
During the days leading to his return, the government made it very clear he would be arrested right upon arrival, but that failed to intimidate him. He will continue to be a problem behind the bars or not, and the government will have to deal with that.
Police seized Navalny at a border control post at a Moscow airport less than an hour after he returned to Russia from Germany for the first time since he was poisoned with a nerve agent in August. He is President Vladimir Putin's most well-known opponent. Meanwhile, Germany's vice chancellor Monday called on the Russian government to immediately release the Kremlin critic, adding Navalny's detention had been illegal. The U.S. Capitol complex was shut down temporarily Monday out of an abundance of caution after a small fire broke out nearby, the U.S. Secret Service said, underscoring security jitters days before President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. The U.S. Capitol Police said in a statement that, in an abundance of caution, following an external security threat near the Capitol, its acting chief ordered a shutdown of the complex. The lockdown follows the deadly January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol by Trump supporters. This is VOA News. Members of U.S. President Donald Trump's failed bid for a second term played key roles in the rally that spawned the deadly assault on the Capitol, according to an Associated